views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a living lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio. I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, today, and we're going to talk about weight loss. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Join us every week at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you're commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Hi, everyone. It's really nice to be back. So, Jason, what are some of the ways that people try to lose weight now, and why don't these ways work?
Well, this is a really heavy topic. You know, I've been waiting all week to say that. But the truth is, we all, myself included, Patricia included, we all struggle with weight. It's a big deal. It's a big deal in our culture. And we want to just get right into it with the ways that most people gravitate toward. The first thing they think about is, if I'm going to lose weight, I need to use self-discipline and self-control. And those methods are the opposite. That's programming. That's the opposite of the ecosystem approach. And self-discipline and self-control, here's the problem with that, just right off the bat. Self-discipline, self-control is an energy, and we only have so much of it. Some people have a little bit more, some people have a little less, but the truth is we only have so much. And the first time something happens in your life,
something emotional,
a little crisis, family crisis, it doesn't even have to be negative. It could be you could get a promotion and you want to impress your boss. You're going to redirect all that self-discipline and self-control away from weight loss. And that's why it's legendary to have these yo-yo diets. People lose a few pounds and they gain a few pounds. They lose a few pounds and they gain a few pounds. The other thing is that when you use self-discipline, there's that authentic part of yourself that gets really angry. And it's more than just angry. Think about your middle finger. Think about being really pissed off. You know,
Jason, we are not talking about road rage right now. We're just talking about weight loss.
That authentic self, when you say, I don't care how you feel, right. You're basically saying, we're going to do it this way. Mm-hmm. We're going to eat this stuff that we don't like, and you're going to like it. And that's not sustainable because that authentic part of yourself gets in the way. It says, okay, you can force me to do this so long, but then when you're not looking, I'm going to sabotage you.
Exactly. You know, the other one, Jason, is that restricting food intake. Now, we're not talking about, changing your diet completely and all of that sort of thing. What we're talking about is I can't have this and I can't have that. And we're going to do another show all on nutrition, that kind of thing. But for right now, understand that taking away everything that you love and like is only a form of setting yourself up to, I'm going to use the word, fail with all of this.
That's exactly right. And the truth is that authentic part of yourself is the one that's probably asking for it. Hey, I want that ice cream.
Yes.
Hey, that, you walk right by that Twinkie. You back up there, you know. And so if you're feeding your authentic self that stuff that's not good for it, we have to figure out a way to make your authentic self happy to do some things that are
in your best interest.
In your best interest.
There you go.
And then it won't have those cravings for those things that you shouldn't have. Give me some other examples, Patricia.
This is one of my favorite ones. I did this years ago. And it just, talk about sabotage. It's just, how about fat pictures on the refrigerator? I mean, talk about shaming yourself when you go to open up the refrigerator. It just reminds you when you see that fat picture on the refrigerator, it just reminds you that I have all this shame that I'm carrying around, even though you might not recognize it as being shame.
Shame is hungry. And if when you look at your fat picture,
and no pun intended, by
yes,
the way,
it activates that shame. Yeah. And that shame, in order to quiet itself, wants to, eat a gallon of ice cream or, you know, that bag of cookies.
And
or,
I'm going to step into nutrition for just a minute. We think that we are satisfied when we eat sugar. And I like I said, I'm just going to step in for a second. We think we're satisfied. It does satisfy us. The problem is it's not a sustainable satisfaction, and it just creates more shame.
It's very similar to a drug addict where you have to get more and more drugs to get less and less of a
high. Exactly. So there's always the one about dieting as a group, supportive help from others.
There's nothing wrong with being a supportive environment.
Right.
The problem is that what happens if you can't go to a meeting or you can't go to that supportive group 1 week? Does that mean you gained 3 pounds?
Well, and there's also the other one. How about if you end up in a group because it's the only one in your area or that's close with some really I want to say bitchy people. And the ones that really want to shame you when you weren't perfect that week.
I would say that not all supportive groups are created equal.
Okay,
and there's some supportive groups that aren't really supportive, and there's always someone that comes in and says, or
yes.
Or if you have to, this idea of getting on a scale in a public way.
Oh.
I mean, even if they don't say anything, you shame yourself
when you do something like that. And by the way, shaming yourself can be worse than other people shaming you because it's a really hard one to overcome.
One of the things that we've seen, having worked with people for so long, is that the worst shame and bullying that happens in the world is with ourselves, that internal voice.
Yes.
And we can remove that with the ecosystem approach.
Right.
But let's talk about some of the other ones real quick.
Okay. How about counting points, calories, managing your diet? There's some.
It focuses you on what have I eaten, being very obsessed about individual things, points, blah, blah, blah. When we would suggest an ecosystem approach would be focusing on how you feel before you eat something. What is your hook? What is your motivation to eat
And removing that negative energy.
Ben and Jerry's, yes.
Yeah. no name calling here.
Imagine just this prayer for a moment, this spiritual moment where you've got the Ben and Jerry's in your hand and you're saying, and we'll talk about that in the next segment.
Okay. So also using stimulants. I want to just put this out there. People, caffeine, don't get me wrong, your cup of coffee or is good. That's a good thing for you. But too many stimulants for you to lose weight, you're setting yourself up to fail at the end. That's all there is to it because you can't sustain it. And when you're not getting the right amount of sleep, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but for the most part, we lose weight when we sleep.
When we are awake and losing sleep, our authentic self is not happy.
No.
Our ecosystem approach goes out the window.
Okay.
Those psychological games that we play with ourselves I have to lose weight for this, so I'm going to leverage my personality
for Jason,
this.
But Jason, I have a class reunion on Friday evening of this week, and I would need to lose 20 pounds. That's possible, right?
I'm sure it is. I know there's, wrestlers and people have to make weight, it all the time. Right. But it's really not good for your body, and it's not sustainable. And once you lose that, chances are you're going to gain more than what you lost back.
Back, exactly. That's a really, really, really good one.
One of the big misconceptions is that our emotions are logical. And I want to say this right now, and you know, we've been, this is sort of our playground.
And you'll hear it over and over again.
As intuitives, that's what we help people with. We see what's in their way, and it's always, almost always emotions.
Exactly.
Negative emotions. And those negative emotions are not logical. So if you're feeling unattractive, if you're feeling ashamed because you have too much weight, and you think, well, if I just lose weight, then I won't feel unattractive. No, that's not true at all. You know, your emotions don't work that way. They're energies that have to be removed, which is what we do in the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. So, you know, Jason, I have a question for you. And by the way, I'm setting him up, you guys. Here we go. Jason, what's wrong with The Biggest Loser?
Oh my gosh, she knows I hate this show, and I can't, I scream at the TV. I don't think we've ever
watched. He's never thrown anything.
We've never watched it all the way through.
No,
I just find it annoys me. Here's the problem with The Biggest Loser, and it might be good into entertainment, and that's fine, but I feel bad for those people. You're putting yourself in a. These people think that if they're in a competitive environment, then they'll perform better. And that's a half-truth, because the minute you take away the competitive environment, what happens? Is that sustainable? No. People think that, well, I've gained so much weight, the only way I can get it off
is if I compete or if I'm forced to.
Forced to. And, yes. You know, that boot camp approach, I have lots to say about boot camp approach, which is
– We don't want to hear that right now, yeah.
Yes, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it's not sustainable, and it's not something that is – attractive to your authentic self, and it's not fun.
Well, and competition doesn't just go away. So with all of that said, everyone, we need to remove the competition. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the ecosystem approach to weight loss works. Is it possible that this approach is easy and fun?
That's the big question. Is it easy and fun? Is it possible to lose weight and be easy and fun? Oh my gosh. Anyways, I'm just giving you a
just
little.
Jump in. Go
I'm
ahead.
Just jumping in there.
Listen and find out. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
How powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio. I'm Patricia, and I'm with my husband, Jason. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. And today, we're talking about weight loss. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. With all that said, Jason, describe the ecosystem approach to weight loss.
So is there a better way than what we're taught? Here's the truth of the matter. I'm going to get right to the bottom line. There's a part of us that wants to be healthy, doesn't need to be motivated, doesn't need to be pushed, manipulated, yelled at, screamed at, reminded.
Shamed.
It wants to be healthy.
Yes.
Now, for each of us, that's a little bit different. You know, some of us might be thin. Some of us might carry a few extra pounds as a normal part of who we are. But the truth is that authentic part of ourselves wants to be healthy. It craves it. It wants it very, very badly. And if we can just uncover that part by clearing the negative energies, the negative emotions that are connected to us, then we can have an approach to weight loss that is easy and fun.
And sustainable.
So Patricia, when you look at the energy of someone's ecosystem when they are overweight, what do you see? What is excess weight? What do you see with excess weight? Is there an energy connected to it?
I'm going to answer the last question first. The energy that is connected to it, there's a few. And not everyone has all of them, with the exception of two of them. The first one is guilt and shame. It gets layered in our bodies. And the other one is the pattern and the energy of self-sabotage. In other words, I'm not going to eat this, or this. And the next thing we know, we're stuffing something like ice cream in our mouths going, well, it wasn't that. That's a form of self-sabotage.
And so what we mean by this is that when you look at someone's body and you see fat cells, you see that they're overweight, there's an energy attached to those cells.
That lives in the cells.
Yes.
Yes.
That's not perceived in the normal way.
Exactly.
So that's why we think we just have to burn off calories. That fat is just excess calories.
And everything will be okay.
That's not true because those energies are connected to those cells.
Exactly. Well, there's some other ones here. So other emotions here. So once again, guilt and shame, hurt, hate, fear, unworthiness, disappointment, and again, self-sabotage. Now, by the way, those aren't all of the energies that are stored in our fat cells, but there's a lot of them. So
the part of this that's important is that, yes, you have all those energies. Once you have that excess weight, whether it's 5 pounds or 100 pounds, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But the truth is that you got them because of things that have happened to you in your life, where you coped with those things instead of removing the negative energies spark of those things, whether it's the loss, abandonment, rejection, some sort of shame, some sort of failure. You coped with it by eating those feelings.
Right.
And you, those energies would come up. You didn't know what to do with it. So the first thing you did was, well,
because there was frenzy that you were dealing with or something to that effect.
And we're not taught how to deal with our feelings. We just, no. We're just taught to cowboy up or that's a big thing up here. There's a lot of horses. So everybody cowboy up, you know,
or man up
man
or
up.
Well, what does a woman do? Does she woman up? Well, that would be great, but that's not a, you know, huh?
We're taught to suppress our feelings.
We are taught to suppress our feelings. And I want to give everybody an example of what we're talking about. You've lost this weight to go to the class reunion. Okay, that's one of them. And there's cookies and desserts and all these things on a table. And you're, you know, kind of walking around waving to so-and-so and, you know, thinking, oh, I never liked her in school anyway. You know, that kind of thing. And
you meet that girl that stole your boyfriend.
And
you're standing in front of cookies.
And you're standing.
What's going to happen?
And what happens is you don't even consciously know you're doing it. You reach over and you grab a hold of that cookie. And as that cookie's coming towards your mouth, you're thinking, oh, I shouldn't be eating this. Oh, I'm going to pay for this one. Or
you might not think anything. You might be numb to it.
You might be numb. Exactly.
You know, 10 cookies later, you think, oh my gosh, I probably should stop eating cookies.
Yes.
Or
I haven't had enough.
You may jump across the table and start beating on her.
Because you're having a sugar rush. No, Jason, that's a whole nother show.
But the point is that after you beat her up,
yeah,
then you're gonna eat the cookies. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You still have those emotions. There's nothing you can do about it.
So sorry, everyone. That just cracks me up because that was a great visual in my mind. Anyway, so with that said, you know, understand everybody collects energies that are not in our best interest. Everybody. And it might not be the same as the guy next to you or the girl next to you, but we all collect them. What we do is help you remove them layer by layer by layer.
And if you listen to our first show on happiness, you know that if you remove these negative energies, it helps you to be happy. But oh, by the way, here's the big
uh-huh.
Yes, we need sound effects. I need to ring a bell or
okay,
something.
Okay, wait a minute. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
So here it is. The big thing is that it's all the same. If we keep removing these negative energies, it'll help us be happy and
lose some weight.
Lose some weight.
And sustain that weight loss.
Yes.
Which is really important.
Because when your authentic self is happy, it wants to be healthy. And so it'll be easy for you. You don't have to motivate yourself. You'll figure out ways to eat better.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I think is really an interesting idea is that our preferences, our food preferences, are energies. So, you know, I've heard this so many times that I don't want to eat bird food. Usually that's men. You know, women, I apologize for my gender. You know, men, for the most part, we're pretty stubborn. You know, I don't want to eat bird food. I don't want to eat vegetables. I don't want to eat that. The truth is that as we remove those negative energies, we have the ability to change our taste preferences. And frankly, we can work on those taste preferences directly. For example, we can clear our addiction to sugar. And we can clear, let's say we're supposed to eat a certain type of food that's better for us.
Mm-hmm.
We can clear any revulsion that we have to it. We can clear any blocks that we have to it. There's all sorts of things we can do with those taste preferences.
And by the way, it's not the same for everyone. Remember that. So, and you have to find your place in all of this.
There's one other thing I want to say about when you have excess weight, that negative energy is always there. And if we lose that weight, if we find a way, let's say we go on the Biggest Loser show when we lose 50 pounds and we win the show. When you leave that show,
what's the first thing you're going to do?
Well, that's not my point. My point is that negative energy is still attached to you.
Yes.
So you're not as attractive. That energy that repels people or makes you kind of nerdy or makes you kind of unattractive or defensive, those things in your personality that are not charming, they're still going to be there. And chances are you're going to cope with those negative feelings again by eating again. So something to think about.
Something really good to think about. So, but I want to ask, how do you as a person, I'm talking to our audience here, how do you as a person see excess weight? When you see it and you have a disdain for it or a hate of it, that is an energy that actually is working on you, not on the person that you are looking at having disdain or disgust about. That is an energy that needs to be taken care of. So
the idea is that as we remove these negative energies, as we remove these judgment that we have of other people.
Yeah, good one.
That judgment affects us. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, the ecosystem approach really is easy. All you have to do is start clearing some things, start removing these negative energies. And in the beginning, you don't even have to know what you're supposed to remove because we help you with that.
Right.
And in the show, later on the last segment, we're going to be doing some clearing. And in our next segment, we're going to be teaching you how to do how to clear those negative energies and remove those in a way that's productive for you. So you're going to start losing weight today because we're going to remove some of those negative energies. And oh, by the way, if you're not overweight and you're just listening to this and saying, well, I don't have anything better to do, I'm listening to this thing about weight loss, you can still use this methodology for a whole bunch of other things.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons that the removing of negative energies is so amazing, because remember, we're not one-dimensional, all of us. We have so many things about us, and each one of us, we are an individual ecosystem, and that is amazing. And one of the best things about what we do is the laughter and the love of what we take care of within ourselves, or the lack of love.
And that comes up naturally when we remove the negative energies.
Right, exactly. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the benefits of an ecosystem approach to weight loss. Some of these benefits may surprise you. We kind of talked about one or two just at the end there. You may never be the same. Uh-oh. Listen and find out. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio. This is Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. And today we're talking about happiness.
We're actually talking about weight loss. So,
oh, excuse me.
That's the problem when you use the same script over and over again. We're giving you the backstory right now.
So. Yes, exactly. Well, wait a minute. Let's change that. We're talking about weight loss. There we go. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, what are the benefits of an ecosystem approach for weight loss?
We touched on this last time, but it's really important. The idea that weight loss can be fun, the weight loss can be desirable, that it can be something that you crave is really kind of
interesting.
It's interesting, but we don't believe it. We think
most of us don't.
You know, I was at the mail kiosk the other day, and I was overhearing these two guys talking. And again, this is two men. You know, I apologize for my gender, but the one guy was saying, "Yeah, I gained about 20 pounds over the
holidays.
I'm going to have to put the hammer down and lose some weight." Well, he didn't talk about his methodology. But just that metaphor, put the hammer down. We most of us think of it that way, that if we're going to lose weight, that we have to do it. We have to get serious. We have to be focused. The truth is, a natural, organic way to lose weight is not harsh. It is easy and is sustainable. And frankly, if you do it, it'll be easy to be happy while you're doing it, because you're removing these negative energies that have dogged you, that have been there for so many years.
A long, long time, yeah.
And if you just keep removing these, you don't have to be precise. You don't have to be exact. You can just, it's a very forgiving process. You can't do a clearing process that will hurt you.
Right.
And it's kind of a neat way of doing it. You can remove food addictions. Addictions are energies. You become healthier, of course. This negative energy that's attached to you that Patricia was talking about, like shame and guilt and anger, those are toxic to your health.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we call them stress. You know, it's been proven that stress is a killer, that stress is very contrary to our well-being and health.
Stress affects your heart, your blood pressure.
It's connected to cancer, all the diseases,
yes,
all the syndromes. Mm-hmm. It's all there. And the truth is, by removing these negative energies, you're in essence removing just stress and those negative energies. And those negative energies are connected to your cells in ways that interfere with their function, which make you healthy.
And that right there is a different way to look at your own personal, not only health, but your weight at where you are and where you want to be. That's really important.
The thing that I think the most important part of weight loss is sustainability. And the truth is, most of us push it, drive it, put the hammer down way too hard. We're way too harsh with ourselves, and it doesn't last. It lasts maybe a couple of days, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month.
Oh, you know what? When we were talking about what we were going to say in the show, I was reminded that the average person that January 1st, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, blah, 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 and I believe it's something like 85%. Don't quote me on – it's not exact, I'm sure. But 85% of people abandoned their diet, so to speak, and even their exercise program by February 9th. That's barely 6 weeks. And I mean, you didn't get in a condition that you're in 6 weeks. How does anyone expect, if they really understand about themselves and the negative energies and their own personal weight, there is no way that you are going to be able to lose that 20 pounds in 6 weeks.
So, you know, the obvious question then, Patricia, is first steps.
Okay.
And we're going to take some of those first steps in this show.
Okay. Oh, I love that.
And I always love baby steps, because baby steps are the most sustainable for everyone. And what we're suggesting even today is the most sustainable thing you can do is start clearing your negative energy. And you can do that by not changing your diet. You don't have to do anything crazy. Just listen to our show every week.
Yeah.
And benefit from the clearing that we do at the end.
Well, and you know, Jason, there's a part here where I want to start with me. One of the things I've learned is that I start with me. And so that means, you know, when we're talking about the ecosystem approach, that means that if I start with me, then I'm taking steps, those baby steps, to have a greener world, not only for me, but for everyone around me, for my life.
You know, I'm the philosophy guy. So, you know, the truth is that there's so much about being green and having a sustainable earth, having a sustainable ecosystem around us, having sustainable food sources. And if you have an interest in being green, using sustainable energies,
you have to start with you. I jumped in. I was so excited about it, Jason. I apologize.
That was my line.
Sweetie. Oh, I'm sorry.
But no, she's absolutely right. That's the truth of it is that we talk about being green, but the most organic and natural thing you can do for yourself is first treating yourself like an ecosystem, and you do that by removing those negative energies.
And you know, I want to touch one other point. We haven't exactly talked about this one too much, but that conscious understanding of what we're trying to do and removing those negative energies and the unconscious parts that are affected consciously and unconsciously by all of this. It's really, really, really amazing.
The unconscious part comes because our programming methodologies numb us out to our feelings. Oh, yeah. We don't know what our feelings are. When people say, "How do you feel?" You know, ask a guy how he feels, and if you really mean it, if you don't want just a pat answer like, "I'm fine," you know.
Yeah, great.
They don't know. Deer in the headlights, you know. And there's a lot of people, when you ask them how they feel, they really don't know.
But Jason, a lot of women are the same.
I know.
They really are, you know, but we're supposed to be, you know, the emotional ones. I mean, anybody who knows me knows I'm not the emotional one.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that at great length.
We'll talk about the lying that I just did. Anyway,
well, here's the important part.
And okay.
We've talked a lot about removing the negative energy, but there's something else. And there's an energy called life force.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about that, because we're going to teach you in just a minute how to activate life force. We're going to teach you how to do the removal, which is very, very important. You know, some people say, "I don't like that negative stuff. I just want to do the positive stuff." And I want to say to you right now, if you just do the positive, you sandwich all that negative and you trap it. You put a cover over it, and it's still going to act upon you for the rest of your life in ways that are really toxic. And if you really want to have a natural ecosystem, you need to remove the negatives, the toxics.
But it's very important to put back in the life force energy.
Now the truth is, if there weren't any negative, the life force energy would come in
naturally, easily, smoothly, and we wouldn't have to do any of this.
Exactly.
We would be out of a job. What?
One of the reasons we moved to this area, which is just outside of Yosemite, is so that we can create a energetic pathway for mm-hmm. someone who's in a cubicle someplace, so that they can access this life force energy on a regular basis. And we're going to teach you how to do that right now. We're going to create that pathway for you right now.
Okay.
So Patricia, you want to start first and talk
sure.
about how we're going to start first with the removal, with
okay.
the negative, and
right.
then we're going to teach you how to do the positive. And then on the next segment, we're going to come back and
do a lot of clearing.
Do a lot of clearing.
Do a lot of removal. All
yes.
right. So you don't have to, sit in a chair and in the lotus position, all that sort of thing. You just need to use your imagination. Take a stated emotion and gather it up from the tips of your toes. Take a gentle breath and then exhale that negative emotion out. Imagine a trash can that you can put away a little bit away from you so you can put that negative emotion in the trash can. By the way, we own the trash can. We empty it. And then we're going to go to the next emotion. Jason, let's talk about putting back that life force.
So with life force, it's kind of the reverse. We have something we say when we remove negative energy, which is I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate. And then we state the emotion. That's how we do the removal. To activate life force, what we do is we reverse the process. So as you inhale, we want you to take a form of a clear, pure light into your body and just have it fill up your body.
Right.
So we'll say, and to activate life force, and then we'll be very specific and imagine it filling you up and coming into your body the way you want. It'll
okay.
feel good. You'll like it. And we'll work on that in our next segment.
All right. So we are going to do that group work, which is great. And we're going to start losing weight with the Ecosystem Way today. Stay tuned. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life?
Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Today we are talking about weight loss. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what we are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, I am ready to do some clearing.
Okay, here we go. Is everybody ready? We're going to help you start losing weight right now. And by removing this negative energy, it's a baby step, but it's a first step. So here we go. You ready? You can be one of the things about the way this energy process that we use, it's very forgivable. You don't have to be in a certain posture. You can be standing on your head. You can be
driving,
in a car, driving,
driving,
walking to work, having headphones. You can
be doing it, playing music.
Yes, you can do anything you want. And so just all you have to do is do this simple breathing and listen along and just in your mind's eye, picture these emotions and put them in the trash can. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the shame I have connected to my excess weight. Take a big breath.
Blow it out. Use that trash can, everybody. It really, really, really helps. Remember, you don't want to throw toxic waste into where you are or when you're doing the removal of negative energy. You want to make sure it's not coming back.
Yes.
So.
And to eliminate the anger I have that is stored in my fat cells.
Take a nice breath. Go to your toes. Take a breath. Blow it out. I want to do just a little bit more with that one, Jason. And so we're going to like cut it in half, so to speak. And to eliminate my pattern of storing negative energy in my fat cells, just like I was taught. Take a breath. Blow it out.
Well, I'll take that one and raise you and to eliminate eating or having food cravings when I get angry.
Or frustrated.
Or nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Or bitter.
Take a breath
take
from
a breath.
Your toes. Blow it out. And to eliminate my neediness to lose weight right now, this very minute. There's nothing wrong with wanting to lose weight, but get rid of the neediness energy. Take a nice breath from your toes. Take all that neediness energy out of the cells. Take a breath. I do want to point out that this is your body, and your body is that unique ecosystem to you. Believe it or not, we all have the right to request what we want for our bodies. So if we want to get rid of the neediness that keeps us stuck and keeps us from losing weight right now, go for it. So one more time, and to eliminate the neediness for myself to lose weight right now, take another breath. Blow it out. Don't forget the processor or garbage can.
So on that theme, and to eliminate.
I raise you one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And to eliminate the illusion that if I lose weight right now, I'll feel better. But it's not true. Take a breath.
It's about the energy.
Yes, take a breath.
And to eliminate the impatience with myself that I have over my weight, that I use self-sabotage and beat myself up approach with. Take a nice breath. Easy. Get rid of it. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the harshness of the judgment that I have that says I have to lose this right now, the harshness of the judgment that says, how come I let myself get in this position?
I can't love myself.
Exactly. Take a breath.
You know, one of the things that I've understood all along is that when I've gained a few pounds, one of the things I look at when I look at my fat cells, I see that I carry around the energy of hate and I store it because I don't want anybody to see that I can hate or that I do hate. So I store it in my fat cells. And by the way, we all have fat cells. We're supposed to have them. So let's do this. And to eliminate all of the hate that I'm storing, keeping, and holding on to in my fat cells, in this body in which I live, go to your tips of your toes, take a nice breath, and as you're breathing up, collect all that hate that you're holding on to. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the numbness that I'm carrying to all those feelings that are in my fat cells, because it seems like there's nothing there, but there is.
Yes.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. Blow it out. You know, in my lifetime, I have also been way underweight. And I always thought that, whoa, if I was way underweight, that I wouldn't have any problems about how I felt about my weight. And one of the things I found was I hated being underweight as much as I hated being overweight. So go with me, everybody. And to eliminate the hate that I'm continuing to carry within me, in my cells, that I don't need, I don't want any more, because this hate holds me personally hostage. Take a breath from your toes. Blow it out.
Here's a big one. And to eliminate the pain, the hurt and pain that I'm carrying.
Yes.
That I eat. Take a breath.
Good one.
The hurt and pain from my past, which is not something I did wrong, but I have that pain. I carry that pain, and I've eaten that pain. Take a breath.
Ooh, here's one. And to eliminate the pattern of eating that pain and anger and hurt, it doesn't serve me. We don't have to eat it. Throw it away. Take a breath.
So let's go on to life force here.
Sure, that works for me. Being obsessive of doing just a bunch of clearing, that is not working. So I just want you to know that doesn't work. We need to do a little bit and then activate life force energy and do a little bit and activate life force energy. By the way, I choose the same time every day to do that. So
here we go. And to activate life force, so I can be happy while I begin to lose weight. So again, take a breath and imagine that pure white, pure light coming into your body. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can enjoy the process of becoming healthier.
Take a breath.
Yes. Feel that pure light coming in. And to activate life force so I can be in harmony with my authentic self. Even if I've never met that person, I can be in harmony with it and start to remove the numbness. Take a breath.
So what are we going to talk about next week, Jason?
It's going to be fun. We're going to talk about fitness. There are many misconceptions about fitness, and driving and pushing yourself is one of the biggest. So what is the ecosystem approach to fitness? Is it better than the common practice of pushing and driving yourself? We have a different perspective. Tune in.
If you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded. You can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter and get the backstory of Living Lighter Radio. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter. Yes.
Bye, everyone. Bye. See you next week, or hear you next week. No, bye.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.